Thanks, Damien, and good afternoon. From police departments big and small, law enforcement officers are gathering in Fort Bragg tomorrow to honor a fallen deputy. Mendocino County Sheriff Deputy Ricky Del Fiorentino was fatally shot in a gun battle with an Oregon fugitive, Ricardo Cheney. Humboldt County Sheriff Mike Downey said several officers from his department, including himself, are going down to honor Del Fiorentino and his survivors. Sheriff Downey said every officer on the road faces such danger every day.
You know, it's one of those things where, you know, they don't happen as often now as they used to. I mean, I think our nationwide, the rate of officers killed in the line of duty has gone down somewhat from what it was, but it's still a very tragic thing that happens, and it's a show of respect, not only for the fallen officer, but for those that are left behind that have to deal with the aftermath of such a tragic situation.
Humboldt County Sheriff Mike Downey said the death of Ricky Del Fiorentino shows that police work is still a dangerous job, and officers are taught to prepare for that danger every minute of every day. So the question is, how did he get out of jail? That's the question Oregon law enforcement officials are facing as they address the release of the accused killer. Eugene, Oregon authorities believe Ricardo Cheney killed a retired college professor there before carjacking a car and driving to Mendocino County in California. There, Cheney died in a gunfight with police. Killed in that showdown was Mendocino County Deputy Ricky Del Fiorentino. Eugene, Oregon police say they had stopped Ricardo Cheney in a traffic stop because they believed he had stolen a cell phone. They found guns, body armor, and methamphetamine in the car, but Cheney was released from jail the same day. Oregon newspapers are reporting that Cheney was released for lack of evidence and lack of personnel to prosecute simple drug possession charges. Emergency services in Del Norte, Humboldt, and Mendocino County will be on alert Wednesday for the annual tsunami warning test. At 11 o'clock, the emergency alert system will interrupt radio and television broadcasts with an alert message. Tsunami sirens will be activated, and in some areas, residents will hear loudspeakers broadcasting from planes flying overhead as part of that drill. You are reminded this is only a test. Beginning in May, emergency services will be testing the tsunami warning systems once a month. Eureka Mayor Frank Yeager has announced the formation of a city award, the Community Service Award of Merit, and the first recipient of that award is former City Council member Lance Madsen. The honor will be presented each year in February or March and allow the city to honor those who made Eureka a better place to live. Madsen is a former police detective and also served on the city council. He was forced to cut his second tenure as councilman short due to illness, and he's being honored for his decades of public service. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Odds are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job. It's great to have local businesses willing and able to hire local kids. So the next time you go shopping, please invest in your own family's future. Put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai. We have the savings and we have the Hyundais. Come down and take advantage of this great opportunity with Hyundai and Northwood Hyundai. Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. As PG&E reported to the supervisors this morning about the revenue potential of an excessive energy use tax in the unincorporated areas of the county, it raises the question of how to properly implement such a tax measure. Supervisor Estelle Fennell pointed out the importance of clarifying who will see a tax increase.
Right now, Humboldt County does not have a utility tax. We don't have a utility arrangement with PG&E. So the question is, will everybody be taxed, not just the people who are overusing it? And that's a big question that has to be resolved.
Fennell added that more people may start using their own generators to dodge the tax, resulting in negative impacts for the environment.
This might bring people back indoors. Bottom line is, there is an argument to be made that that's more destructive of the environment than charging people for high energy use under PG&E.
Funding for a potential energy use tax would come from the county's general fund, and county staff are using the City of Arcata's tax program as a blueprint. And that's the news for KINS News and Information. I'm Dave Silverbrand.